Joined before today's game by Beaver head coach Brent Bolte. And coach, even though your offense had a good number of yards, 464 total yards, it just seemed the offense could never quite get its rhythm. You were unable to score in the red zone again. It just never seemed to come together for you on the offensive side.
Yeah, we struggled. I think you kind of hit it right on the head. We struggled with red zone, and it wasn't just necessarily execution. We had penalties and just shot ourselves in the foot, and then obviously the turnovers down there where, you know, didn't help either. So yeah, I think we were 2 for 5, but realistically we were probably, you know, just on the fringe on another one where we got pushed out of it. So you gotta get points down there, and I think the game could have been a lot different even in the first half, where I felt like we left, you know, 2 or 3 scores on the wayside. So we got to do a better job there, and defensively we certainly got to stop the run better. So there's plenty of things to fix as we go through the week.
And I said it on the radio when you scored to make it 20-14. I said you got Winona State right where you want them.
Yeah, it felt like that. We didn't it, and we had a chance to, you know, got the ball back with, you know, 9 minutes to go, and, you know, we drove to midfield and then turned the ball over, and that one hurt where they executed and got down, hit a big run play and got down there and scored. And then, to be honest with you, I think we scored with about 3:30 to go. I think Jake was inbounds on the one that they called out. But to be honest with you, you can't leave it in the hands of the officials, and they're a good crew. They, you know, you're going to miss calls just like Schulte does when he's doing his games. But end of the day, if we just execute any of the other three quarters, you're living on the edge the last few weeks, and this one just we weren't able to pull it out.
There were a couple of bright spots individually. Jalen Fry, 179 yards, a couple of touchdowns. He was running the Wildcat. I thought he looked really good.
Yeah, give credit to the O-line, and Winona's got a good defense, so he was patient. He squirted through some holes. The Wildcat stuff was good for us. I don't think they were, you know, ready for that, with him probably being in there compared to maybe Herbolio. So there were some bright spots there. The O-line did a nice job blocking, and certainly he made most of his opportunities.
I have to ask, because Jalen asked me to ask you, are you ever going to let him throw out of that formation?
Well, there might be a time. He always says he'll throw out, you know, 50, 60 yards. I'd be happy with a 5-yarder and let the guy run. But we certainly have those in as well. You have to. So maybe at the right time and place, maybe we can sneak one up in the air.
Another bright spot on the defensive side for you, Mikey Junker, a couple of interceptions and some really good interceptions. I thought he placed himself well to get both of those.
Mikey's just a really good, smart football player. He's been forced to play multiple positions this year, not necessarily because of, you know, he wanted to. It was probably just because of some injuries. So he's been bouncing between, you know, our nickel guy, back to safety, back to corner, because of some injuries, and he handled it pretty darn good. And, you know, I think he feels more comfortable probably at corner, but he's getting better every day at safety too. Just really headsy, and he put himself in the spots and took advantage of them, and really two big opportunities. I think we got the ball, you know, inside their 50-yard line on both those, are pretty close. So he's a tremendous player. I thought Alex Hoffman had a really great game too. He, big physical D lineman, had a couple sacks, and he led the team with tackles. So he's been playing at a high level the whole year, so hopefully he can continue to do that as well.
And I was going to bring that up to wrap up. 6 sacks on the day, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we felt like we had an advantage when we got him in the third long. I think they were 5 for 15, but, you know, the problem with us right now, it's back the last 4 weeks, is, you know, we've given up some plays in the run game, and we gotta take more pride in stopping that. And we struggle versus the bigger back. They do some 2-back stuff that we just didn't fit off, and it wasn't necessarily that they gashed us on a scheme. It was more of, you know, missing a tackle at the point of attack. So we need to get better with that, and we will, and certainly getting more reps with some of the guys that were playing out of spots will help. So but I was happy with their front, down 4 guys, to be honest with you. I thought they played really well last weekend. I think they probably took a tongue lashing after the Southwest game. I didn't think they played their best game, but they responded well against pretty good offense. So yeah, they got after the quarterback. It was a good day for those guys.
Beaver head coach Brent Bolte with us on the pregame. We'll talk about Concordia St. Paul in a moment. Next, our player profile with Jalen Fry on the Beaver Radio Network. Back on the pregame show again with head coach Brent Bolte. And today, coach, you're on the road in St. Paul against Concordia. What are you looking for from the Golden Bears today?
Well, I think they're in the same boat we are. Lost a tough game. They were out at Minot, probably a game that they thought going in that they were going to handle and just couldn't claw their way back into a scenario where they could pull it off. But they're a good football team. They beat Sioux Falls, who I think is probably if I mean, they're one of the top two teams in the league, in my opinion, and they played pretty consistent. They been in some close games, lost an overtime game to St. Cloud State, and been in a lot of battles. So they're a good football team all the way around. Offensively, they like to run the ball. They'll run their quarterback. They have a bunch of skilled kids. So will be a tough challenge that way. Defensively, you know, they had 14 sacks against Moorhead. So gifted pass rush guys. I think they've maybe gave up a little bit more on the ground than they thought they would against Minot. Minot ran it really well with over 300 yards. So they kind of been up and down, a little Jekyll and Hyde, but they'll be ready to go. Shannon's a former BSU guy and has some ties up here. I really respect what he's done. He's a good coach and just a good person overall. So he's done a good job kind of turning that program around since he's came back. Obviously, before he left, he had that thing rolling before he went to Truman State. So give him a lot of credit, and he's kind of got him on the right path. So it's going to be a battle. I expect it to be a really good football game.
We've talked about areas that you feel your team needs to work on. Is that pretty much what you're focusing on this week? Is that red zone offense and consistency on the offensive side?
You know, all three phases we have things to work on. So offensively, yeah, I mean, we can't turn the ball over, and that's always the case. But I think getting in the red zone and capitalizing on it, and you know, we're going to do some things in different ways to help, you know, the offense once we get down there. So that's the things on offense. I mean, defensively, we have to be able to control the running game. We, you know, put ourselves in position. I mean, as a defense, you could say that's our job, to be able to put yourself in a position in the fourth quarter to win it, which we kind of did last week. But we're better than what we've shown. I'm a little frustrated that way, and we have the guys. It's just, you know, getting the right pieces out there and being healthy. That's kind of been an ongoing scenario, but it is what it is. So we got to do a better job controlling it and getting, you know, flipping field positions and tackling better. And that's kind of the thing that we've been working on. And then special teams, I mean, we got to be able to hit field goals. It really wasn't Hofer. Yeah, it got down, but the snap was bad. We got, you know, to clean some of those things up too. So all three phases, they're all very correctable. But yeah, that's going to be the preface this week as we go through practices.
Not to single anyone out, I'm not saying it's his fault, but Emmett Enright did not have a good week last week. How hard has he been working to improve himself for this week?
Yeah, Emmett's a student of the game. He's in here every day meeting with Coach Pike and trying to figure out what he did wrong throughout the course of that game. The sad thing is, I mean, obviously everybody looks at the interceptions, but, you know, if you just take three or four of those passes away, he had a pretty darn good game. He's just got to be more consistent in the red zone. He got rattled on the one he scrambled on, and just learned to throw the ball away and not, you know, right before half, give them opportunity. I just felt like we were going to go down and score before half and have the lead. End up being a big play and a big momentum deal for them. So, yeah, in between the 30s or 35s, we moved the ball really well. And then we got down to the high red zone, and the red zone, we just couldn't punch him in. So he needs to clean that up. But he's working hard. I expect him to bounce back and you know, be able to lead the team to victory.
Coach, thanks for your time and good luck.
I appreciate it.
Beaver head coach Brent Bolte on today's pregame. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.